Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I called in regarding a $59 in some sense charge to my account, and the gentleman said that it was something that was signed up for online that I did not do. So winning a Dyson and something else.
Okay. Provide me with your zip code.
16506.
And your name?
Matt Williams.
Thank you. Verify that shipping address for me.
3924 Steritania.
I do see here, this is for our contest entry. All right, do you remember ordering anything like this, signing up to win like an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No. I do not.
Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this?
It's just myself and my 4.5-year-old daughter. I doubt she would.
Okay. Alrighty, well, what I can do for you? Alright, well, if you are claiming you didn't order this, sir, what we can do for you, we could put this under a fraud investigation for you. Or so we contact local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account, so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through that fraud investigation, we do offer a courtesy refund amount. That would be 75%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't order it. I have a 4.5-year-old daughter. I mean, I've had people, you know, family members in my house over the last week staying. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go through and start questioning, you know what I mean, who, if somebody did something, you know what I mean?
I get you.
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I would never have even noticed this if I didn't look in for a charge that was inadvertently charged to my card at a restaurant last night from somebody else just looking to see if it was correct. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you said just do the 75% then, I guess. Like, so I'm not going to spend my time going ahead and trying to contact people and so on and so forth.
Oh, no, we handle everything for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm leaving for out of town for 2 weeks. And I don't want to have to deal with this while I'm gone. You know, I'm catching a plane here in an hour.
Right, you don't have to deal with anything, sir. We handle everything for you.
Yeah, just go ahead and do the 75% thing. That's going to be easier.
Okay, sir. Well, it goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. And is there anything else I can do for you?
What email address do you have?
The email address we have here is mewilliams22@gmail.com.
Yeah, see, I stopped using that account a long time ago. I can still log in to get it, but I haven't used that account for a long time. Can I give you a different email address?
It's kind of too late now.
Go to that one.
Yeah, it's just going to go to
fine.
That
yeah,
one.
I'll have to log in and do the whole reset stuff like that. So, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. No, that's good. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.